This is Passport to Texas. We pick up magazines as much to look at the pictures as to read the articles. The January issue of Parks and Wildlife magazine lets you embrace this guilty pleasure. Editor Louis Bond is here to tell us about the second annual photography issue.
I think our readers really loved it last year, except that one reader who called and wondered if we had run out of stories to tell. And I can assure our readers that we haven't, but we do like to take a month to display some of the best photography in Texas. And this year's theme is Forces of Nature, which of course ties in everything we do here at Texas Parks and Wildlife. Our photographers have a job that we often envy, but I think sometimes we don't think it all the way through. They get up well before dawn to catch that marvelous first light when a hurricane comes. Instead of heading the other direction, they run right towards it and hunker down with the game wardens and go out and document all the devastation afterwards. So it's an equal part of charm and luck and courage, I think, that keep our photographers going. And this year we're going to have a special emphasis on our own photographers, our chief photographer Earl Nottingham, our assistant art director Brandon Jacobite, and our great Parks and Wildlife photographer Chase Fountain, as well as a few of our wonderful freelancers. And I know our readers love to take their own pictures and share them, and we'd love to see theirs on our website as well and on our Facebook page.
Thanks, Louie. That's our show. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.